Listen, Newcastle, don't worry. We're not going to talk about unhappy love all night. We are also going to talk about things like mental health issues and addiction. Which is a funny old thing to get a cheer for. I've been a lucky person in my life, and part of the reason for that is that whilst I've had plenty of ups and downs with my own mental health and addiction issues, I've always had music. And in part, what I mean by that is, you know what I mean? That record that you heard at the right time that saved your fucking life that night. That's part of what I mean. But also, I've been lucky because I've had my own songs, and I've often used my songs as a way of talking to myself, kind of public therapy, I guess, and reminding myself of some important stuff that I need to hear, that it's worth getting up in the morning, that it's worth trying to look forward, and some days that it's worth, like, continuing to live at all. And these are things that I've needed to hear more often than I'm comfortable admitting in my life, if I'm honest with you. So, I've been lucky in that. It's been a wonderful thing. And this is one of those songs. This is a song about various struggles that I've had in my time. This is an old song, but we're going to play it in a new way, as is sort of the theme of the evening. I'd love to pretend that we were just improvising a style every night, so I will. We're improvising the style.
Nice.
We're just making it up, aren't we, boys?
Yes.
What's the matter tonight?
Yeah, no one has any idea what's about to happen. How about we play it like this? You're not as messed up as you think you are. Your self-absorption makes you messier. Just settle down and you would feel a whole lot better deep down. You're just like everybody else. She's not as pretty as you think she is. Just picture her when she's whiskey sick. I bet she sits at home and she listens to the Smiths deep down. She's just like everybody else. Alone. You just got used to saying no. Get up and get down and get outside. Cause it's a lovely sunny day, but you hide yourself away. You've only got yourself to blame. Get up and get down and get outside. It's Mr. Nigel Powell on the drums, but next to him is Mr. Taron Anderson on the bass guitar. Back there on the electric guitar, Mr. Benjamin Lloyd. And over there on the piano, last but never least, Mr. Matt Nazir. He's not as clever as he likes to think. He's just ambitious with his arguing. He's clever dancing and he can't hold his drink deep down. He's just like everybody else. And here's the important part of the song. I'm not as awesome as this song makes out. I'm angry on the way and I'm sketching out. I'm building bonfires in my vanities and doubts to get warm. I'm just like everybody else. So why are you sat at home? You're not designed to be alone. You just got used to saying no. Get up and get down and get outside. Cause it's a love sunny day, but you hide yourself away. You've only got yourself to blame. Get up and get down and get outside. Give me some reggae! Amy thinks her life is lacking in drama. Salty call for horoscopes, fake feeling in karma. She's so wrapped up in her invisible armor. She'll never go into herself. But it's okay, think of me and all my friends are just wasters. I can still see through her airs and graces. And I guess she's scared her life won't leave any traces. Kinda like everyone else. That's quite enough reggae. Oh darling, I felt compelled to call you up to say. So why are you sat at home? You're not designed to be alone. you're used to saying no. Get up and get down and get outside, 'cause it's a lovely sunny day. But you hide yourself away, you've only got yourself to blame. Get up and get down and get outside. 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 Thank you. Thank you very much. So the more observant among you will have noticed that that is the first song that I put out that mentions a character by the name of Amy, which is actually not her real name. But she's a person who haunted my songwriting for a few years in much the same way that she haunted my life. I wrote some songs for her. I mean, over time, as is often the case as a writer, she became kind of a symbol in a way for the times of my life when I was struggling with my mental health and particularly addiction issues. And boy, does she feature in this next one.